stand confident in the shepherd. If you'll stand confident in the shepherd, you won't have self-confidence. You know, self-confidence is almost useless. The Bible never tells you to have self-confidence. It says put your confidence in the Lord. The world we live in tells you to have confidence in yourself. Folks, this morning I know people, and you do too, and I was in the same place where I was confident I could do anything. No matter who I was around, I was confident I could do it and do it any way I wanted to do it. But when I met the Master, my confidence went out of the door myself, and I have confidence in Him. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to this book of Psalm, verse chapter number 23. Read the whole chapter. Let God minister our heart this morning. You can stand because you have confidence in the shepherd. This morning in Psalm chapter number 23 and verse number 1, as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning, I ask you to stand. Psalm chapter number 23. In verse number 1, if you found your place, can you say amen? Amen. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we love you and we thank you. I thank you this morning that I can stand in confidence of what you've told me to do. Lord, I pray this morning that for the lost individual that may be in the house, or for the saved one this morning that may be not wanting to stand, they're ready to give up and get out. Lord, I pray this morning that they continue to stand. Lord, you've not called us to quit, but you've called us to finish. And Lord, I know right now I'm excited to be in this pulpit this morning. Lord God, I'm excited to be in this church. I'm excited to be with your believers. But I'm more excited this morning knowing that you're in the house. Lord, that you've not written us off and you've not left us, but Father, you're right here with us. Lord God, even in the valley of the shadow of death, you'll never leave us. Lord, I thank you that you're a Father that sticks close. Lord, I thank you this morning that you're a Father that knows the needs of your children. Lord, I thank you this morning when we're unfaithful, you're still faithful. I thank you this morning when we're about empty, you can fill us up. I thank you this morning when we need a touch from heaven, we don't have to get it from some man, but we can get it from the man, Christ Jesus. Lord, I'd ask you this morning to let the Holy Ghost minister to us. Lord, I'd ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord God, put me in a place this morning that I've never been. Lord God, I pray you to humble me, Father God. And Lord, I'd pray this morning that these people would see you and not me. Lord God, it won't be me standing with them on judgment day, but it'll be Jesus Christ. I pray this morning they come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Father, we love you and we thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. May be seated this morning. Stand confident in the shepherd. This morning I come to you and I stand down before you today in a humble place. And I want to talk to you for a few moments. And then we'll have a time of invitation, a time you can come and bring your request before God. And He'll answer them requests in your life. You know, in our life that we live in, there's a lot of times we look at the world that we live in and we have no confidence, and our confidence gets small and it gets weak, and we just need to have confidence in God. Here in verse number, chapter number 23 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." When I get to this place and I understand that the Lord is my shepherd, not the law, not the land, not none of them things, but the Lord is my shepherd, I come to a place in my life that I understand that I have a faithful shepherd. He's faithful in what He does. If you go back to Psalm chapter number 22, David done asked, he said, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me? Why have you left me in this horrible place? Hey, but we come to chapter number 23, and he's shouting from the mountaintops. As we get here this morning, I want you to understand that you serve a faithful shepherd. You serve a shepherd this morning. I want you to know, even when you're unfaithful, he is faithful in the life that we live. If you'll look with me in verse number 1, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's faithful to meet your needs this morning, and you don't have to be in a wanting position this morning. Anyone that is born again this morning, we can get a hold of this morning and understand that Jesus Christ, our Lord this morning, he is faithful in what he does. Can I get an amen this morning? Faithful in what he does because who he is this morning. Look with me in verse number 2, what the psalmist said here. He's faithful because he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I thank God this morning that he's faithful this morning. Hey, the grass may be dead in a lot of places. Hey, but it don't have to be dead in your life. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know you can't minister and you can't do what you need to do when all the grass around you is dead. Hey, we need some green pastures every once in a while. Hey, we need a place we can get to and let that green grass grow in our life. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's faithful because in verse number 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You say, preacher, how do I get to them green pastures? You'll only get there through your shepherd being faithful and leading you to that place. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Are you standing in confidence this morning that your shepherd is faithful this morning? He's faithful in every aspect of your life, in every area of your life this morning. As I stand here before you this morning, I have to admit there's times in my life that I will be unfaithful, but there's one thing I do know. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he is never unfaithful. Even when I'm unfaithful, he is always faithful. He said he's faithful this morning, number one, to lie down in green pastures. That's where he maketh me to lie down. But look also, he says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, when I get with God and I allow him to lay me down and I allow him to lead me beside them still waters, that water of life that we live in, there's turbulence and there's all things going on in the world we live in. You see all around us, there's things that are taking place and the waters are ruffled, if you will. You throw a rock into the water, you know what it'll do? It'll make waves and it'll start waving and it'll affect everybody. Hey, but this morning when the faithful shepherd leads you to that water that is still, I want you to know there'll never be found a ripple in it. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, hey, my salvation doesn't have a ripple in it. I may not be perfect, but my salvation is, because it don't rest in me, but it rests in my faithful shepherd this morning. He says this morning that he leads us and he guides us along life's way. But if you look with me also in verse number 3, he don't only maketh me to lie down. He doesn't only lead me beside the still waters, but he restoreth my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You know what he does when he restores that soul? He allows you to have a little pep in your step. He don't leave you where he found you. I thank God for that this morning. I thank God this morning that I can stand confident in my shepherd this morning, number one, because he is faithful. He's faithful in what he does and everywhere that he leads. He leads us and he makes things in our life. Friends, I want you to know when that time comes in your life and you're thrown into the fire, I want you to know that he'll be faithful to cover you when you're thrown in that fire. Hey, that fire, it may come up around you and it may get to a place in your life and you think, hey, the heat, I just can't take it. But I want you to know this morning, you're not made out of perishable things. You're not made out of things that'll burn up. You're made out of things that'll stand true. Can I get an amen? Hey, me and Kaylee, we've been restoring my old truck and we've been restoring it and having a good time together. We get out there together and work a little bit, and I'm talking about restoring and making all things new. I'd ordered about $300 worth of screws and bolts and nuts and all kind of things, and I'm talking about how God won't let it bother you when you're thrown into the fire. We got out there the other evening and we got looking for them $300 worth of nuts and bolts and screws, and I told Kaylee, I said, I can't find them nowhere. She said, Daddy, you burnt the other day. Do you think you throwed them in the fire? I said, only an idiot would throw them in the fire. She said, I'm going to go look. She said, I'm going to go look. Well, I kept looking in the shed, and I heard her holler, Daddy! And oh my goodness, I started walking up that hill where I like to burn. And when I got to the top of that hill, I want you to know every one of them nuts, them bolts, them screws, they was laying right there in that fire. All the package they was in was burned up. The coating around them was burned up. But I want you to know this morning, they were still there. They were still usable in the life of and what we need to do. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is we've got a faithful Savior. You may be thrown in the fire and you may think that the Satan is having his way in your life, and you may get burned. Hey, you may get smelling like smoke. Hey, you may get things in your life, but I want you to know this morning that you serve a faithful Savior. Even though you get burnt, you're still worth value. You still have value to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even though this body may get turmoil and it may get torn down and it may get things this morning, I want you to know he's faithful. You still have value and you still have worth this morning. Your marriage may have went sideways. Hey, your kids may be sideways. Things in your life may be going sideways. But this morning on the authority of God's word, you still have value because our Lord and Savior, the great shepherd, he is faithful this morning. Give him praise in the house this morning. He is faithful this morning. He is faithful. Faithful this morning. He's faithful in what he does. He's faithful in who he calls. He's faithful when he does it this morning. He says, number two, though, not only do we stand in confidence in our shepherd because he's faithful, but we stand in confidence because our shepherd is fearless this morning. You know what? This morning you and I may fear, but our shepherd doesn't fear. A good shepherd doesn't fear. The great shepherd, he doesn't fear. This morning, I want you to know, he is not scared of Satan, not one skinny minute. Satan don't bother him. He's the one cast Satan out. Amen. Hey, we give Satan a lot of credit this morning, but let's give God more credit. Amen. This morning, I want you to know, and we're going to look in verse number 4. Not only do we have a faithful shepherd, but we have a fearless shepherd. He's not scared to walk through the valley when you're in it. Look what he says here in verse number 4. Yea, though. Hey, here he is. He's talking about Paul. Psalmist has got here. And he says, yea, though. He's done told you that he'll lead you and he'll guide you and he'll restore you. He says, but yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He says, there's going to come into my time in my life that I'm going to have to walk through that valley of the shadow of death. There's going to come a time in my life I'm going to have to walk through that valley. Now, that may be the physical valley. That may be that valley where something will take your life. But friends, I want you to know you don't have to die to think you're walking through a valley of death. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's times in our life that we walk through a valley and we say we'd be better off dead. Hey, this morning God gave you breath and he's the only one can take it. When you think you ain't worth living, remember, he died for you. Amen. You are worth living this morning. You are worth more than you think you are this morning. He says in verse number 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, talking about that fearless shepherd, I will fear no evil. Now, why did the psalmist say, I'm going to fear no evil? Well, I'm going to fear no evil because I'm a big man. No, he didn't say that. I'm going to fear no evil because I am the man. No, he didn't say that. I'm going to fear no evil when I walk through this area because it's about me. No, he didn't say that. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the world that we live in, the Christianity that we walk by, it's getting very weak in the world that we live in. Hey, when things ain't done our way, we want to give up and get out. But I want you to know, it'll be worth sticking to what God's called you to do when you walk through that valley of the shadow of death. Friends, I want you to know, you don't want to walk through that valley by yourself. You want to walk through that valley with your shepherd. Amen. And he says this morning, he's a fearless shepherd. Look in here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This morning, if you need comforting, you can only get it from your shepherd. You only get it from your shepherd. Family's good. Friends are good, but your faith's even more. Hey, it's good to have family. It's good to have friends that love you, but the Father in heaven trumps everybody. Look what he says here. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup, it runneth over. This morning, you can stand confident in the shepherd, number one, because he is faithful to you and I this morning. He doesn't let us down. You can stand confident in what the shepherd does because he's fearless. Man, he is fearless in what he does. There's nothing scared. Nothing frightens him. Nothing scares him. If I went around this room and asked you, what is something you're scared of? You may say dying. You may say height. You may say darkness. You may say the deep. You may say a lot of things. Water. You may say these things. None of them things scare him. You know why? Because he created it all. Think about that. When you're the one who created it all, none of that scares you. You know why this morning? Because he's fearless in the face of Satan. When you walk through that valley in your life, he's fearless. This morning, if you try to walk through it on your own, you will be defeated. But if you'll walk through it through Christ Jesus, you too can be fearless in the walk that you walk. This morning, I want to share with you the third thing here, and I just want to be brief on this point here, but I want to be straightforward with you. This morning, when you get to this place, and if you're going to stand confident in the shepherd, and you're going to stand confident in what he can do, number one, you got to realize he's faithful, even when you're not. A lot of people tell you, if you're unfaithful, he's unfaithful to you. He's not. A lot of people say, if you don't live up to this and you don't do this, it don't change him a bit. He don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It don't change him a bit. When you mess up, he knew you was going to mess up. When you slip up, he knew you was going to slip up. And he's not fearless to come to you and I when we do mess up and say, hey, you need to get back over here. You say, preacher, what happens when that happens in my life? You'll realize not only is that shepherd faithful, and he's fearless, but when you get to where the shepherd is, it's fresh. It's fresh. You ever went to church and it was dead, dull, stagnant? Because the shepherd ain't there. They ain't allowing the shepherd in. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the good shepherd. I'm talking about the great shepherd. I'm talking about the Bible calls him the chief shepherd. This morning, if your spiritual life, I'm not here just talking to y'all, amen? The Lord told me don't preach to him, just talk to him. This morning, if your life is stale, your spiritual life has just felt bankrupt, you need to get to where the anointing is to get you a freshness. You don't need to get saved again. You don't sustain as saved again. Born once. Once more. We're fixing to have a baby. That baby, once it's born, it's not going back in. Now, I don't know whoever come up with the thing that thought that you can be born and then you can be unborn, but once that baby's born, that baby is born. Ain't a thing I can do about it but love it and raise it. When it messes up, you know what I'm going to have to be? I'm going to have to be faithful. I'm going to have to be faithful to that child to raise it up in the house of the Lord. I'm going to have to be fearless when Satan tells me that he may live some way, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name and say, Satan, you can't have this kid. Why, preacher? Because I want a fresh anointing on that kid. This morning, daddies, it do you good to pray for a fresh anointing on your whole household. Do you good to pray a fresh anointing on your whole household. If your marriage is getting dull and old, don't look for a new one. Hello. If you walk with Jesus, it's getting old. Don't look for something new. Just look to Jesus. I'll share with you the last thing here. He said he's faithful, he's fearless, but he's fresh. What he says in verse number 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He didn't hide me from my enemies. He didn't hide you from your enemies. He said, you prepared the table right in front of my enemies. He didn't save you to hide you. He saved you for you to shine. Even in front of your enemies. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How am I going to win, preacher? Look what he says here. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. If your cup ain't running over, you need to be anointed this morning. We in a Baptist church. What you talking about? This morning, if that anointing ain't where it needs to be in your life, I get to it. Because there's other things come in your life that's going to try to destroy you and going to try to keep you from standing from what God's called you to do. But when you're thrown in the fire, you're going to have to make up your mind today. You can't make it up when you're in the fire. You've got to make up your mind today and say, I'm going to stand for God no matter what comes my way. Because he's faithful, I want to be faithful. Because he's fearless, I want to be fearless through him. And because he's fresh, I want to stay fresh. Man, I don't want to get old. You know what you do with old bread? You don't eat it, you throw it out. Anything old, you don't need it, you throw it out. It's of no count, of no value. If it's fresh, what will you do? you'll tear it up. This morning, I'm going to tell you a little story, and we're going to have an altar call. Said there's this little boy, he's going through a lot. He's about 15, 16 year old, going through a lot. Let's get verse number 6 right here. Surely goodness. And he's told his daddy, he said, Daddy, I'm tired of being a Christian. Daddy, I'm tired of standing for Jesus. It seems like every time I stand for Jesus, something goes wrong and it don't go right. And he said, son, come on, let's go. Thought they was going to the church. Daddy got him, went to the grocery store. Got to the grocery store, they bought some carrots, one egg, and some tea bags. Headed back home. They got back home, and the daddy put 3 pots on the stove, got all 3 of them to boil. He took that carrot, threw that carrot in that hot water, and let it boil. He took that egg and threw it in that hot water and let it boil. He took them tea bags and stuck it in that water and let it boil. The little boy said, Daddy, what's Jesus got to do with this? He said, just give it time. What's Jesus got to do with this morning, preacher? Just give it time. Said after 10 minutes of a good hard boil, and that thing was boiling good, he poured that carrot out, and that carrot just as flimsy as it could be. That carrot just as flimsy, it had nothing. It was just flimsy as it could be. What used to be strong, it was just as flimsy as it could be. He looked at his son, he said, now you can quit following Jesus, and you can be as flimsy as you can be in your Christian walk. What do you want? The boy said, I don't want to be that. Said the daddy reached over there where that egg was, and he poured that egg out. That egg that was had to be so taken care of, and it was so easy. When he poured that egg out, that egg was hard as it can be. He said, you can either be flimsy or you can be hard, standing for Jesus. He said, I don't want to be that way. And said the daddy poured the tea bags out and poured the tea over in a cup, and he said, or you can be like a tea bag and you can change the situation through Jesus. This morning I want to ask you a question. Standing for Jesus, you'll either get flimsy and be of no value. You'll either get hard, you don't want to be there for sure, or you can be like them tea bags and you can change the situation that's around you because who lives inside of you? This morning, if I can give you anything on the authority of God's word this morning, you have a shepherd this morning that is faithful, he's fearless, and he's fresh. This morning, if you've been running in the unfaithful, I'd say get to the altar and get faithful. That altar's Jesus. This morning, if you've been walking around in fear, and fear's all about you this morning, I'd get to the altar and I'd get me some courage this morning through Jesus Christ, the great shepherd. But the last thing's this, if you're not fresh this morning, man, preacher, I'm telling you what, I need a fresh anointing on my life. I would get to an altar this morning. I would get me some fresh anointing that when I walked out of this place, I can say it's well with my soul. So, preacher, what good would it do? Look in verse number 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he done made up his mind, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My question to you is this, are you standing in confidence with the shepherd? Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Father, this morning we're living in a world. Oh, Father, we're living with a shepherd this morning that's faithful. Father, you're fearless. No matter what comes our way that we can't handle, you can handle it. And Lord, this morning you can put a fresh anointing on us. Father, I pray this morning that we walk out of this place, we can say we've got a fresh anointing this morning. Lord, you said that you anointed him with the oil of gladness. Prepare us that table. Lord, this morning, whoever needs that anointing this morning on their life, they're saved, but Father, they're just at a place where they're just going through the walls, just going through the motion. Lord, this morning, I pray they'd get them a fresh anointing. I pray I'd get a fresh anointing. Lord, that I'd live a life that's pleasing to you. Search the heart of these people this morning. I'd ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, I ask you to stand this morning.